Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Danny is getting married on August 9th.
Yes.
August 9th?
Yes,
congratulations.
Correct. Thank you.
On the wedding. You're not nervous about the wedding?
No.
And something about it, because you said, well, we're having a giant party afterwards.
I don't know if giant, we were having a party.
Well, you and Brittany are having a small ceremony.
Yes, correct.
And then are you having like a reception afterwards, or what are you doing? Is that the party,
small,
or what is it?
No, small wedding, small reception, then we're having a party that we're renting out a place later that night.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Later that evening.
Yes.
And immediately, he goes, this is on the phone 2 days ago. He goes, so you can come to the party. And I was like, my brain just went to, well, you know, I got three small ones and it's going to be a Saturday, right?
It is a Saturday.
Yeah. I go, I got three small
immediately
ones.
Immediately just Saturday. Threw out the excuse.
Our football season starts that day. Like, we got week one. Who knows? I'm sitting there and I go, man, kids, when you have kids, you and Brittany don't have to have them. I shouldn't ask you, but I'm going to ask you. You guys going to have kids?
We don't know. Maybe okay. Not.
Don't be forced into the club.
No, okay? No. We're okay either way. If it happens, great. If not, that's okay too.
Do what you do, man. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's a good way to think about it. We were going to be the same way. We ended up having three. So there you go. But I use
so far.
Kids are well. There's only so much more time until then.
That's why I said you
got until July 18th. Well, a little bit after from what the doctor told me. But either way. I said so many times, I go, kids, I have used my kids as an excuse so many times. And I go, I wonder when I say like, you know, Jonah, he's got something going. He's got to stay home. He's got to watch C-SPAN. How many people, I've never thought about the other side of this. Owen, help me out with this as well. When you say like your kids got something, what is the percentage of people that actually believe you, or they just know you're using your kids as an excuse to stay home? Like, I bet if I say something, like Lima wants me to do something, I'm like, you know, Eli's got a
like how you ditched out on Izzy's party.
Yeah, but I had a legitimate excuse and I had pictures of it for Izzy's party.
Do you feel like you have to provide proof when you try and get out of something like that?
When it came to Anthony, yes.
Okay.
When it came to Anthony, absolutely.
See, when you said that to me, I was like, that makes sense. Like, got three kids, pretty busy guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, and maybe I'm naive for doing this. I don't take that as you lying to me. Like maybe I shouldn't trust you. Maybe you are lying to me. Maybe I have to question a lot about our relationship.
I'm not trying to lie.
I believe you. I believe you that you have kids and you've got stuff going on. And
yeah.
Maybe a Saturday night's not something you can do.
But I think there's so many people who are like, Trevor, he's like the day of, Trevor came down with the flu. You know, these kids, they get sick all the time. Like how many people actually believe that, Owen?
Yeah, I don't know, because that's my whole circle is people with kids. You know, I don't have locally, I don't have anybody that I hang out with that doesn't have the same situation I have. So I think they all get that. I think we all know we're playing the game, right? It's all the delicate dance of where we go anywhere. But I mean, for us, it's like being in the National Guard. Like you got 1 week in a month. You might have 2 weeks a year that you can make it to something. And
Have you ever used them as an excuse to like not go to something you didn't want to go to?
How often do you do it?
Not very often.
Okay.
Well, my kids are, I'm also in a different spot. We've talked about this before. My youngest is 11. Ken's oldest is 10. There's still a dependency there for his children, for him to be home. My kids could care less if I even existed.
Do
in
you
that
think
house.
Then? Do you think then maybe like you've ran out of that excuse? Like you can't just be like, ah, you know, so and so has something.
It's not so much that ran out. They do know, and it's because my kids are so active. We talk about it. Like they know something's the possibility that there's a game going on that night. Like that's why going to a Guardians game last night was rare, because usually we've got our own games going on during the week, but generally everyone knows I got something going on. I think they also know, like, if I've got something going on and I really want to be there, I'll show up afterwards for 30 minutes,
you'll make it work, you'll find a way.
I might still be wearing the baseball windbreaker, but we'll be there, you know,
because there's so many things. Like there was again, I had something that was supposed to be on set this last Saturday, and I won something, and there were people going, did you go to the ceremony? And I go, no, it was in Indianapolis. And they go, well, you won those things, you didn't go? And I go, I only get so many days off.
And you don't know you're going to win.
I go, I'm not putting on a tuxedo and driving 4.5 hours away if I don't know I'm going to win something.
You can put it on once you get there.
I'm not going to drive with the tuxedo on. Actually, that might be fun.
How would that be fun?
But I'm not going to drive 4 hours away. Okay, I'm not going to drive 4.5 hours away. Put on a tuxedo.
Stopping at the Goasis with your tails.
Do all those things.
Stay the night.
Maybe win, maybe not win. Stay the night. Have to pay for the hotel and drive all the way back on a weekend. My whole weekend shot. I go, no one wants to do that. If you do, congratulations to you. That's your thing. No, I got 3 small boys at home, and I can't imagine there. I would have to imagine. There are thousands of guys the same way, and we'll use them as a convenient excuse to go, man, it's Saturday. You only get so many days off during the day, during the year. You only get so many weekends. You only have so many weekends where the weather's really good. Like I was in Saturday
you
afternoon.
You guys do, Carmen's do what Carmen's do,
yeah,
but
brother.
I will never use my children as an excuse.
Oh,
I mean, they are precious.
You know what?
And
you know what? I see the look on your face.
What are you talking
they
about?
They can't.
The look.
I see the look on your face
every moment.
You know what? I don't, and I will still use them as an excuse. I don't care, because instead of driving to Indianapolis on Saturday afternoon, I was in my neighbor's pool. We were swimming and having fun, and we were playing chicken with my sons, and it was great. And I was choke slamming guys from Kingdom Come, man. All 3 of my sons getting straight to hell with Stinsky from The Undertaker. It was going on in that pool, and I would have much rather been there than, all right, let's put on my tuxedo here, and do I have a speech? Well, have I written a speech? Well, should you write a speech? It's pretty presumptuous if you write a speech. Like, you got to do, like, I don't want to deal with any of that.
Then I don't think you should have published the photos saying thank you for them.
And Danny? No, what do you mean? I was thankful for winning.
Choke slamming your children was more important than the awards.
But they had fun choke slamming, and I had fun choke slamming them. And I was happy that I have the awards, and that each one of them now have 3.
And I hope the Academy knows that you'd rather choke slam your children than choke slam the Academy.
They'll remember that when they vote next year.
I think a lot. Well, I ain't gonna enter nothing next year. I ain't gonna have them enter anything for me next year. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I was happy I just had 3, so I got one of them for each. And I don't have to have anything entered anymore, because now I'm just showing off after that, aren't I? Don't turn this around on me.
Say you're showing off after 1.
Anyway, I'm just gonna tell you right now. Congratulations to you and your future wife. You're wonderful people. Brittany's wonderful. I hope you guys have a fun time on August 9th. We will not be able to make it.
I figured as much.
We got football.
When you said that less than 5 seconds after I told you the date, I figured you wouldn't be in attendance.
Listen, man, street.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spurrow and the Norton Panthers are going to be kicking off at high noon, and I have to be there.
Well, yeah. The party's not till late.
I already got one big week. You don't know how the rest of the night's going to go. I mean, if we lose that game.
You're going to celebrate a week one win that much?
You told me
what happened last year, and you know what's going to happen this year.
What happened last year? What did I do last year?
You beat the brakes off them.
I didn't say that about them.
Yeah, you did.
I said that about somebody else.
You said you're 1-1.
We are 1-1 against Norton, but I wasn't talking about Norton. I was talking about somebody else. Mm-hmm. But we are 1-1 against Norton over the last 2 years. We'll find out later on this. We'll find out. Well, technically got a sixth grade to go too, so it might be. 2-2 each. We'll figure out how that goes. Either way, I'm just saying, I don't know how the rest of the day is going to go. I might end up having to be like John McKay and going in and watching the tape afterwards. And I might be watching the tape all Saturday night on August 9th. I don't know. We'll find that out.
I look forward to checking your huddle hours.
You really going to check my huddle hours?
Yeah,
I'll check them. Can you check my huddle hours?
Probably not, because I don't have access to your specific team. I can check
for the kids I coach.
I can check how many hours they watch or how much they're in the playbook. Yes.
The other coaches that I have do not know I can check their huddle hours. And you might have given away a deep, dark secret of mine because
I didn't give it away. You gave it away.
You said huddle hours. I didn't say nothing about huddle hours.
You could have acted like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. But now you just told on yourself.
Guys, huddle is a film system that coaches use. And I'm able to check the huddle hours. And they don't know how to check the huddle hours. And so there was one I thought he just left it on. No, he's watching 8 hours a day. Oh, yeah. He's in on it. But everybody else, I'm like, oh, what are you doing? What were you doing this week? You that busy you can't watch huddle? What are you doing this week? We're trying to beat Manchester over here. What are you doing? I want to play some audio for everybody. There was a stupid trade that happened earlier this week. It's in the messenger. Sorry. There is a stupid trade that happened earlier this year when it came to Luka Doncic.
Yes.
And it was a silly trade. And I don't think it's going to be good for... I know that they were able to get Cooper Flagg out of it, but I don't think that he's... I know that what John Fanta said about comparing him to LeBron and everything like that, and I love John. John's nuts. So they get this trade consummated. And now with the second apron, this has made a bad trade like that and the fallout and being able to get Cooper Flagg. I think that owners and general managers, but certainly the owners, I think they forget just how bad that went for their fan base, how bad that went for paying customers there. Here is Josh Kroenke. Who his father is Stan, correct? Stan, the owner of the Rams, and they are the managing partners of Denver Nuggets as
and,
well.
Yeah, a couple other teams too.
Yes, here is Josh Kroenke saying something that is, and maybe even in jest, but it's still unthinkable, and probably you shouldn't even say in jest.
For us as an organization, going into that second apron is not necessarily something that we're scared of. I think that there are rules around it that we needed to be very careful of with our injury history. The wrong person gets injured and very quickly you're into a scenario where that I never want to have to contemplate, and that's trading number 15. You know, we're very conscious of that, pushing forward and, you know, providing the resources that we can when the moment arrives. But that second apron, is it a hard cap? I'm not 100% sure, but it's something that teams are obviously very aware of.
I mean, that's Nikola Jokic.
And that's a bunch insane. Of stuff you said there.
Like, you're the managing partner and you don't know about how to manage the second apron. That's
and also,
well, that's a bunch of excuses saying that. It seems insane to me. I mean, there's other parts of this too I want to play, but go right on ahead.
Well, and for a franchise,
not a hand, but there's another clip too.
For a franchise that decided they did not want to pay their role players, saying they're not scared of going into the second apron carries no weight with me. Like, that organization should be better off than where they were right now, because Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, somebody they could have paid to retain, they chose not to. Bruce Brown was a little bit of a different situation, but the Nuggets cheaped out. That's why, that's part of the reason why they're having this conversation, is because they haven't done a good enough job putting a team around Jokic.
Well, there's another team that might be cheaping out on this, and because they don't have a chance this coming year, you would think that, I mean, they'll still be, they should still be a playoff team, but because you wouldn't see that they have a chance this coming year, it's making them think some crazy things. We've heard about Jaylen Brown, and this is what was said about Afternoon Drive that I can't help but agree with, but it makes you think crazy stuff.
Yeah, there's really nothing I wouldn't include in a trade to get Jaylen here. Evan Mobley, Jaylen Brown, and Donovan Mitchell, that's probably as good of a trio as you can build.
You are a better team with those three than you are currently constructed, and there's no other way to put it. I think he'd be great in this offense. I mean, he's a really good player. I think he got clowned on a little bit last year in certain spots, but like, he was Eastern Conference Finals MVP, NBA Finals MVP for a reason when they won the whole entire chip. Like, he's really, really good.
In every conversation about sending out Darius and or Jarrett, you are coming back with players who are not as good as the player you're sending out. This would be a scenario in which you give up both of those guys and actually get a player better than either one.
So for us, it's an obvious yes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But for a team like Boston, you already got a for a city like Boston, you already have a no one's crying tears over the Red Sox, but think about it. If it were you, you have a team like the Red Sox that just let go of Rafael Devers after you made that investment. Even though you let somebody else go, they wanted you to invest in Mookie Betts.
Correct.
Then you make an investment in Devers, not as big as one. That ends up being a disaster for you. You trade him away, and everybody's calling you cheapskates. Then you have this situation going on with the Celtics where, all right, Kristaps Porzingis is gone. He's the first of several dominoes to go. Drew Holiday, then Kristaps Porzingis. They were the first of several dominoes possibly to go. I mean, when you're getting into Jaylen Brown land, it's like, is really the second apron that stringent against a basketball team? Is that something that I know that we're kind of dealing with it right now, but I'm going, I'm not in a position to trade away Donovan Mitchell for crying out loud here. I mean, we're talking the biggest of the big. We're talking their best player, one of their two best players.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about Nikola Jokic, an MVP, and I'm going, this is getting kind of nuts here with some of this stuff. You guys need to figure this out because you can't just be trading away not just fan favorites. I mean, these guys have keys to the city and where they play, especially Nikola Jokic.
I think those are two very different situations. I think they're being handled differently too. Like, I do not think that Kroenke should have said what he said. I think it was very misguided. I think it was silly because there's not a situation I can think of in which they do have to actually trade Nikola Jokic. Jaylen Brown is a different story. I think Jason Tatum's injury really complicates this because now if they trade away Jaylen Brown, and I agree, that is the one guy that you look at and say, yeah, I would trade Darius Garland, Jared Allen, some other stuff for him. It's not that easy because I do think if the Celtics are going to pivot off of Jaylen Brown, what are they going to do? They're going to enter a rebuild. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the world's longest rebuild. They're not reinventing the process the way the Sixers did, but they're going to not be competitive for a couple of years. And I would think they would want a lot of draft capital in return. Cavs can't do that. Cavs don't have that. So that's why that wouldn't work. But if Boston were to do that, they're saying, we don't think we can compete this year primarily because of the Jason Tatum injury, and we think, which is true. And then we think that we're better off trying to compete 3 or 4 years from now when Tatum sort of is on the back nine of his prime, as opposed to taking a gap year and then in 2026, 2027 being really good again.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.